This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Salute to RJ Choppy. He won the G-Bag of the day. We always post that poll at G-Bag Nation on Twitter. All of our handles are in the bio if you want to jump on there and follow us. We'd appreciate it. We'd salute you for it. Melo's son, Carmelo Anthony's son, Kian Anthony, just went for 15 points in his freshman debut for Syracuse. Pretty cool deal there. 6-10 from the floor. What are we at? 23 years since his daddy won the national champion as a freshman there at Syracuse. But the big story of the day, Cowboys sending their own 2027 first rounder. No, the highest of the two. They're sending a 2027 first rounder and a 2026 second rounder plus Mozzie Smith to the Jets for Quinnen Williams. And they also completed the trade for Logan Wilson, the linebacker from the Bengals, who Brian's excited about playing middle linebacker for the Cowboys.
I am excited about him. You think Mozzie Smith's happy?
I don't know.
I mean, you think deep down inside he's kind of like maybe new start, fresh start, get away from all this kind of a thing?
Maybe.
I think he'll be happy at the end of next year when he can end his NFL career after collecting another $2.5 million. I don't think he really likes football that much.
I think that's fair.
I think you're right, yeah. I mean, the New York media is not going to be any easier.
No. Nah.
I mean, up there as a Michigan guy? Where is he from? You know, Michigan. Oh, he is from the state of Michigan. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe being in New York's a better fit for him. But I don't think it's a win to have to move across town and play for an even worse team, or move across the country and have to play for an even worse team. I bet Quinnen Williams is happy though. He and Sauce Gardner both traded out of New York today. The next gen stats on Quinnen, he's beaten 57 double teams to generate pressure.
I was watching him just earlier today. My gosh, yes.
It's the most of any player in the last 3-4 years. Yeah. His 190 total pressures during that time frame are the fourth most amongst defensive tackles since he came into the league in 2022. So he has been, you know, absolutely dominant and a reason to believe that, you know, they have a really strong a building block, a guy that can be an all pro for you, be an absolute demon against the run and be an effective pass rusher as well at times. And it's just he's got that rare blend of power and size and still being, good enough with his feet to be quick. So that's exciting. I think everybody's just kind of taken in stride because of how disappointing last night's loss was, and you kind of get this feeling that the season is over. It would take a really strong, unbelievable run to even make the playoffs now, and you can forget about contending, but at least it's one less or maybe two less players that you have to worry about starting to assemble once you get to the offseason. And for 2026, it sets up incredibly well because you just give up a two. You get the two ones. If you can hit two starters there and have a successful free agency, I think this might be the turning point for the defense. How about that?
I mean, they were weak up the middle, and this helps. This makes you much better up the middle. And Quinnen Williams is a player that they've really been searching for decades. I mean, they haven't had a difference maker inside, so I'm all for it. I mean, I do think it I understand wanting to keep as much draft capital as possible, but I think for a player of this caliber, you had to give to get. And I don't think it was an overpay for the Cowboys when it comes to Quinnen Williams.
No,
it probably was an overpay for Deron Bland and Osa. Jerry was asked today if they jumped the gun on the Deron Bland contract. He said 100% no, said he's glad they got him.
He's talking about Bland, right?
Yeah.
He was really talking about Bland there.
Yeah, talking about Bland. What did I say, Osa?
No. I mean, I was just making sure because I was trying to get it straight in my mind. I thought he was talking about Bland because I know they asked the question, are you regretting the Bland contract? And he was like, no, absolutely 100% not. I was not regretting that at all.
They have set themselves. I mean, they got Kenny Clark, and then you double back on that same position. What does that tell us about how they're looking at Kenny Clark? Do you think they intend to carry all three of those guys at like $65 million a total cap hit next year?
I'm going to be this guy. I'm sacrificing Kenny Clark so I make sure that I have George Pickens. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, maybe there's a way you can rework Kenny Steele. I mean, maybe there's a way you can bring him back if you want to, but otherwise you've got Osa and Quinnen Williams for the future. Maybe you can bring back Solomon Thomas, and you've still got three there. I do wonder about, you know, Kenny Clark. That was kind of built in when they made the move for him. He was a guy that you could get off of his contract without paying a penalty.
Jerry mentioned the one thing he would have done differently with the defense over the last 3 years is not having three different DCs. He said he wants more continuity. To me, I interpret that as he's locking into Eberflus.
Yeah, me too. But it also was how could you have done that differently, Jerry?
Yeah.
Dan Quinn took a head coaching job, and Mike Zimmer wasn't going to be your defensive coordinator because he wanted the head coaching job, as Brian's told us, and you didn't give him that option. So you had no choice. So you can say that's a regret, but how else was this going to play?
I think, Zach, where he made a mistake is he could have tried to keep the scheme the same. I mean, he could have tried to. Now, could he have? Was there any of those coaches that were on that staff?
Yeah.
I think the guy that left to go to Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Aiden Durty.
Maybe Aiden Durty wasn't ready, and I think the head coach is the primary defensive coordinator there.
Yeah.
I might have gambled on Aiden Durty there. I mean, what I know about him as a coach and how respected he is or he was here, I might have made a run to try and keep the defense the same with him as the defensive coordinator. It's not about going in. I just think I think Jerry really is trying to say, I would have kept the scheme the same. Is what I would have done.
Yeah, the only other thing you could have done is tried harder to keep Mike Zimmer, like just keep increasing the money until he couldn't say no.
Yeah, Mike told me, that's a fair. I didn't ask Mike about the money. He was pissed at Jerry because he, like three different times, like he offered Mike the job, or he was kind of like, all right, hang in there, Mike. Hang with me, man. You're with me, Mike. Yeah, hang. You know, there were three different times, and like after this last one, he said, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this anymore. And so I just think that he could have done something differently with the, like, try to hire somebody off the staff. And they weren't going to hire Al Harris. It didn't sound like that.
Al Joe Witt Jr.
Joe
Witt was a guy that was in play.
It doesn't sound like that Joe Witt would be running Dan's defense from talking to people in the organization.
I mean, I don't know who else. Unless they had a fired McCarthy.
There you go.
And then made Quinn the head coach.
That's
the only answer.
That's where I think that this thing could have gone. Absolutely.
And you might have Kingsbury as your OC right now. I'd be okay with that, I think. Or if Shoddy had talked his way into that job, I think he would have gone out and found a good offensive line coach and still ended up with some of the same conclusions that he got to. Final thing here real quick. This was classic this morning from Jerry. He was asked about Mozzie Smith. Does he still have a chance? He said Tom Landry told him don't ever give up on a defensive lineman until you see them for 3 years. They'll come around late on you. And then a few hours later, the trade was announced of Mozzie Smith going to New York. Kind of pulling our leg. I think sometimes he's probably cracking up as he puts that phone down, considering some of the stuff that he told us and is about to come into full light within the end of the day. Anyway, here's the Chief with a little bit of a Tuesday night sports hodgepodge here for you on the Fan.
Yeah, we have some advanced numbers on Quinnen Williams, courtesy of Tommy Yarish and Next Gen Stats. 24 run stops. That's tied for first in the NFL amongst defensive tackles.
Dang.
Because a lot of the stuff that we're seeing goes back to like 2022 and what he's done over the course of the last few seasons, but you really want to know, like, what are you getting right now? Run stops, tied for first. Defensive tackles, 14 run stuffs, also tied for first in the NFL. 41% double team rate. I do think this is going to end up helping Osa quite a bit, because he's seen plenty of double teams here. And he's had 16 quarterback pressures on his 201 pass rushes. So I do think that you've seen, at least for this year, a little bit of a decline in his pass rush, which had been really, really dominant over the last few seasons. That's taken a little bit of a step back. But his run defense is no question bona fide top tier, and we will welcome that 100%. So that's a little window into kind of what we're getting right now.
What'd you think about what I was sniffing around on about 45 minutes ago? You know, the Cowboys, Mashota put it like this: they've traded Micah a two and Mozzie for Quinnen Clark and a one. What do you think of overall the way that they've managed this part of their journey over the last couple of months, starting with the Micah trade to now? Because it's kind of concluded. Like,
yeah,
the parts are home. Now it just comes down to what you'll do with the first round pick compared to what the Jets do with your two.
Yeah, I still don't think they got as much as you probably could have or should have for Micah because of the way the whole thing went down. They didn't plan for it. It was an emotional decision that they decided to make right before the season started, so you probably didn't get enough for him. And even going back to that day, what did we say? Like, could you get one of these younger players? Could it have been a Lucas Van Ness? Could it have been a Edrin Cooper at linebacker? Could it have been a Quay Walker at linebacker instead of Kenny Clark?
That would have been so much better.
How much better would things be right now, especially considering that you have the Quinnen Williams factor on the interior now, so you've got that shored up. Kenny Clark is now going to be a one-year rental, more than likely. I can't imagine that he sticks around with the cap hit that's going to be like $21.5 million when you can just cut him and it'll be no dead cap or anything. That seems like a no-brainer. So I wish they would have pushed a little bit more to try and get a younger player at a position that has been a huge struggle at the linebacker spot. That would have made this a heck of a lot more palatable. But I think ultimately you're not getting the total value that you probably should have when it's all said and done.
It was a home run before the news came in that the two was involved as well. Like, when it was just a one plus, I was like, okay, wow, look at this.
Oh, for Quinnen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I hear the two, and I'm like, man, that changes how I look at this.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that would, if you didn't have the two going out here, then you'd feel a little bit differently. If you didn't have the two going out and you got an Edrin Cooper or one of the younger defenders on Green Bay instead of Kenny Clark, then this could feel a heck of a lot more like a win.
Yeah.
But when you fly by the seat of your pants and you don't really have a plan, this is kind of the way it goes.
Yeah.
You know?
I do wonder if the Cowboys were looking at this like, we got to do something to make our fans excited again.
Oh, yeah. I think that's always a part of it. I think absolutely when you lose a game like that. But I do think Quinnen Williams is clearly a player that they've coveted. I mean, they were trying to get him with this Micah thing. Again, the numbers didn't work. And I think that's also a factor of this. It's not just players and picks. They do have more cap flexibility now with what they would have been tied up in Micah.
Mm-hmm.
You can re-sign George Pickens. It doesn't have to be an either or. You've got the cap ability to do that. And you've got Quinnen Williams on the roster. And you don't have to move on from Kenny Clark. Like, you've got the cap space to do that if you want to do that. You can. And then you can do more in free agency if you want to move on from Kenny Clark. But all of that is because you saved $20+ million by saying, okay, Micah. And I agree. They should have gotten more from Micah, especially when you see what Sauce Gardner got. I think Sauce still one of the best corners in football. But certainly if I'm comparing Sauce to Micah, if you're getting two ones and a player in his second year and Adonai Mitchell, I know he fell out of favor in Indianapolis, but still has upside as a player at receiver. Yeah, they should have gotten more, and they shouldn't have traded him to a team that's ruined your season. I know, I mean, I've talked about that at length with Green Bay. That was frustrating. But all in all, to get Quinnen Williams, which is a position that they've neglected and that they have stunk at evaluating and drafting, is a massive win overall.
Yeah, I would be much more confident in Quinnen Williams than I would in the Cowboys using those picks and trying to find good defensive players.
Yeah, and the second round picks, like, they hit on Donovan Ezeraku, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But otherwise, their second round picks aren't good.
No.
No, that is that has been a death zone for Cowboys draft picks. That second round has been an absolute nightmare. Somebody texting in here in the 469, how does Quentin Williams compare to Aaron Donald? Nobody compares to Aaron Donald.
No.
I mean, he's the 10 out of 10.
Aaron Donald and Leroy Glover. That's how you get it if you're a Cowboy fan. Just kind of think of that. I mean, as far as quickness, size, attack, Quentin Williams is a much bigger, stronger guy. And where Aaron Donald, more of a lighter, and so was Leroy Glover, more of a lighter kind of a player, but very, very explosive, both of them.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Donald is the, I mean, he's the best we've seen in a long time.
Oh, like, surefire Hall of Famer. Did you ever see Leroy Glover play? I mean, by any chance?
Yes, I absolutely did.
Okay.
But no, you know him a heck of a lot better than I do.
No, so. I'm just saying, I didn't mean that as a slam to you. I just, if you go
I
back,
get
if
what you mean.
If you go back and watch him play, he was kind of like the poor man's
Aaron Donald.
When we got him from New Orleans, he was a 260 pound guy that was just so explosive, so quick. Make himself small, make himself big, get through gaps, play down the line, attack. I mean, we had bad defenses, and he was like our best player, and he was an All Pro every year for us. I mean, he's that kind of player.
260 pounds?
Oh, yeah.
I
didn't even realize he was playing those.
Oh, yeah, Parcells. There's three guys that Parcells was completely wrong about, and he apologized to him. He said he was wrong about Leroy Glover, he was wrong about Datwin, and he was wrong about Dexter Coakley.
Oh, he because said, of all the size.
They're all small.
He wanted huge guys.
He wanted big guys. He played that 3-4, and he was at, you know, those the Harry Carsons and those his big old linebackers, and Datwin and those guys played that 3-4 being that small, and they were really good at it. I mean, the way they moved and the way they made plays.
I love it. All right, there we go.
Thank you, Chief. Okay, yes, it's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and we have a TD Tuesday coming up next, an audio celebration of the football weekend that was here on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Fans. Here we go, Nation. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Apparently, our old buddy John Radigan on DLLS said, Ron Washington has reached out to the Texas Rangers to let him know I'd love to work there and it doesn't have to be as a manager.
That'd be awesome. Bring Wash back.
Epic. Man.
He could definitely, like, one of the best infield coaches in the league, right?
Absolutely.
And the Rangers are already good on defense, but, man, having Washback, like, working with dudes.
Yeah.
Pre-game.
Yeah.
Yeah, where does he rank on the all-time people in sports that you would love to just burn a heater with?
Oh, man.
The story time with
top
Wash.
Five.
Legendary.
Top five for sure. All righty. It's time now.
That's the way baseball goes.
Man, I love the Ron Washington lore around this baseball team. And to imagine him back in that dugout in any capacity with the Rangers uni on.
Lefty got us.
It's definitely giving me good vibes. Okay, it's time now for a TD Tuesday. Here's Wolchuk, Chiafalo.
All righty, let's go ahead and do it. Let's relive all the best touchdown calls in the world of college and pro football with TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak, TD Tuesday shakalak.
And we start with your friendly reminder that the G-Bag Nation still has zero bids for the Sandlot charity event coming up in December.
This is embarrassing.
You will be touching turf at Globe Life Field. You can run the bases. We'll be having ourselves a night to remember. All the booze and food that you can fathom, celebrities galore.
Mardi Gras Brian.
Mardi Gras Broadus will have his Super Bowl ring to put your finger on it. You'll be shaking hands with Drew Pearson, probably wear that Super Bowl ring as well.
Yes.
And we'll be chopping it up, having ourselves a incredible evening. And we just need you to bid 15 hundo, man. KNC got a $5,000 bid.
$5,000?
Are you even kidding me?
They stink.
Still think that's a ball sack report, but we'll confirm it. Sean and RJ got a bid for 25 hundo. We're just looking for that 15 hundo bid.
I mean,
come hang out with the G-Bag Nation.
Body odor.
Bring a bunch of friends with you. Family, kid friendly as well.
Very kid friendly.
Just a bunch of fun activities on the baseball diamond.
Could have your own dot race.
Don't
yes,
we usually?
You could.
Our
yes,
table
you
is like where Josh Young usually
third baseline.
Like our table is like right there, like home plate. You can look back and you're like, wow, this is what Josh Young sees.
You
is.
Can hear the jungle cat purring from where our table is.
And Drew Pearson usually parties with us.
He likes to sit at our table.
Hut hut.
877.
Nobody else's table. Our table.
Ours.
877-881-1053. Call in, put in a bid, and let's party together. All right, we go motorboating. Where were you at? Abilene?
I was in Abilene.
Tarleton State with Brian Broadus, celebrity shot on the call, and he put in the call for the first TD.
I like Jackson down here at the bottom, guys. Yeah. I think one-on-one with all this space. Let's see if he goes his way.
Twins to the left, one receiver right, Jackson. Far side, Jackson, going to put it up, give him a shot. Down the sideline, touchdown, Tarleton, Texas, Brian Broadus.
Yes, sir.
It. Tarleton converts. Yes, sir. And, hey, make it a game, boys. 13-25 remaining, 28-16 with the extra point upcoming.
It was just too much space here on the outside, Kyle. Just when you and I saw it at the same time, and I beat you to it. But that's where it was. It was just one-on-one on the outside. You got the protection. You got the release. And the ball was put in a perfect spot. Great throw. Great catch. Glad the coaches to our right saw that.
Yeah, and pre-snap, the safety, he looked over here and saw that, but didn't give up. He stayed on the near side.
How about that, Brian Broadus?
Oh, baby.
Just calling it?
Thanks, yeah. The Byron Anderson and the crew there in the box. That was. I have so much fun broadcast. Tarleton's got a good team. It was a really good game. Abilene Christian's a good program as well.
Yeah, dude. I thought you were going to sprinkle in a little motorboat on that TD. I really did.
Yeah, baby.
I should if I was thinking about it, I should have done that.
The 682 says he was tuned in. You did a great job.
Well, thank you.
And the 903 wants to know, when does the bidding end for that? That's Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, it'll end on Friday. Yeah,
Friday.
Looks like we just got the Dutch oven bid.
We did. Derek Holland.
Holland wants to party with the G-Bag Nation.
He's going to start this off.
I love the Dutchie. All right, Dutchie, great job, brother.
And so, you know what? And I'm sure Derek is going to be there regardless. So he's probably going to sit with us. You can probably party with Derek if you want to outbid the Dutch, but he's doing an excellent service.
Just hanging out with a World Series hero on the Rangers diamond.
Like, yeah, that's chills right there.
Really is the coolest dude in all the world.
Say.
He might be wearing his Batman suit for all we know.
Oh, my gosh.
Fully into character, total thespian.
I miss you so much.
Been around a lot of pro athletes. This guy is the all-time pro athlete when it comes to him and Darren Woodson in my book as far as the nicest guys that were big-time athletes. Those are guys.
Sweethearts.
Right there,
yeah. Has some good moon conspiracy theories too.
Yeah,
that Dutch oven.
He took me down that rabbit hole.
We
believed it all.
We were on the beach there in Oxnard.
Yeah,
and we'd had a lot of the fireball shots.
Oh, the ball was a bouncing.
That was the pizza off the table night. All right, let's get to Chicago. Da Bears, and they had tricks as man. They were in the bag yet again.
Fourth and two for the Bears offense. They load it up on the right side of the line. Caleb in the gun. Takes the snap. Gonna flip it to Adunze. Back the other way to DJ Moore. Toss wide open. Right corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Caleb Williams. Touchdown, Bears.
Oh, wow. Ben Johnson. Razzle dazzle. That's what I'm talking about. Bears Radio Network with the call. I thought they could have done a little bit of a better job with that because it was a freaking awesome play.
Yeah, dude, it was. The trick plays are out and about there in the Ben Johnson playbook, and I do wonder how that walk-off touchdown sounded.
Jeff Joniak, they get, the good question. There, by the way.
Not great.
Buckwild,
they might have got desensitized to it. There was like 900 yards offense in that.
I really thought that the Bears would be a little bit more excited.
Yeah.
They weren't.
No.
Yeah, Jeff, act like you've been there.
Yeah.
Or maybe don't.
Yeah.
Act like it's the first time you've seen it.
Shock a lock.
Let the pants fly off.
Yes.
Jeff's a big fan of our pregame show.
Yeah, I know, Brian. You say it every damn week. That's the last time he's going to be a part of TD Tuesday.
People don't realize it, but he actually had a handwritten letter
Did he send a handwritten letter? You
really
don't say.
Appreciated it.
You don't say.
You know, it's like the simple things that people do, Woolchuck.
Who doesn't
know?
Love a good handwritten letter?
First handwritten letter we've gotten, I think, since Kenny and Quinlan.
Actually, how about prison letters?
Yeah, I know. We should get those back. We need more. If you're in prison and you're listening, go ahead and send us some more prison letters.
Probably motorboating right now in a jail cell.
Hell yeah, they are.
Just put pen to paper and let us know what you think.
Oh.
All right, we keep it right there in Chi-Town, but this is the Bungholes. 98 yards. Charlie Jones found pay dirt.
Charlie Jones catches at the one and sprints up the middle of the field. He's to the 20,
nice.
The 30.
Nice.
It's him versus the kicker. Jones down the sideline.
Oh.
30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown.
Man. Unreal.
Charlie Jones.
Now that's a call. That's how you do it. Bungholes Radio Network. I love you, Dave Lapham. You're the man.
Dan Horde as well on that.
Dan Horde. Wow. Yeah. Look at the D's, double D's.
Dan Horde.
Right there in Cincy. All right, let's get to Detroit, where the Lions, Jared Goff, finding Sam LaPorta.
Goff works empty out of the gun as Gibbs splits out to the right. Now he moves back into the left side of his quarterback. Jared's got it, wants to throw on fourth down, does, middle, got it complete, LaPorta, 20, LaPorta, 15, spinning at the 10, fighting at the 5, still going at the 3, to the 2, to the 1, to the end zone, touchdown Detroit Lions, Sam LaPorta giving out rides for free, carrying Vikings into the end zone, 40 yards on the connection with Jared Goff.
Well done.
They don't have Peyton Russell on the board, they have too much static.
Yeah, there's this week, a little wonky.
A little overmodulation.
If they were in Minnesota.
They taken a page out of Miami's book?
On the road, a little underwater. And Miami, goodness. That's always one where you're probably not going to hear Miami unless the call is unbelievable. But, yeah, their audio is
probably
the worst. We'll
be talking to Dan Miller here in a little bit.
Dan's government really shut down, I think.
Yeah.
Messing with the airwaves.
Probably.
Powered down a little bit. Screwing with the signals. How about Jared McGaffey? No, that doesn't work, does it? I think it plays.
All right. The McGaffeys.
I'm here for some McGaffeys.
I like it.
If you watch McGaffey. The QB show on Netflix, you're here for some McGaffeys.
Oh, Mrs. McGaffey.
Holy cow.
How about it? That's a pair of TDs.
On all fours. Mrs. McGoffey.
When you think about college TDs,
she's a married woman, right?
You don't usually think about the TDs floating around in Indiana, but Fernando Mendoza has changed the game.
Woo!
With a scamper.
Takes the snap. Now he runs right up the middle of the field. Nobody there, and he scores a touchdown. A 7-yard run for Mendoza. And the Hoosiers come up with the first score of the game.
I got a little tongue tied there.
All right, Hoosiers radio with the call.
You know, swollen tongue syndrome. It happens to the best of us.
Don Fisher with the call there.
Andy Don Fisher. All right, let's go to the Rams. Just ram it. Matthew Stafford finding Puka for the TD.
Nacua in motion at the snap. Play action. Stafford on platform. Sets the laces and drives one. Down the right sideline. Caught by Nacua. Touchdown, L.A. He knocks over the pylon on a dazzling dart from Matthew Stafford.
A dazzling dart of a TD.
JB I love Long. Dazzling darts.
Gosh.
Yeah, man, Matthew Stafford is the real deal. Welcome back, Puka Nacua. Life is good. Davante Adams got rolling as well.
Davante.
And the Rams are not to be fooled with.
Don't fool, but yes, fool.
All right, here we go. Let's get to the Vegas Raiders. Geno Smith. And Brock Bowers, boy, the trifecta of TDs. This one for the victory.
Looking across the middle, trying to find someone back in the end zone. It's the trifecta for Bowers. His third touchdown of the game. And the Raiders with a chance to win it with a two-point conversion here in overtime.
Mm. How about that, Brock Bowers?
Beautiful.
Raiders.
These new tight ends are insane.
Yeah,
dude.
The tight ends. The tight ends might be taking over the TDs.
A couple of them feel like a running back.
Yeah.
You know?
He does, for
sure. Like the combination of power and quickness. Just it's everything. Like, how is that at 6'3", 245
He's
or something?
He's a human cheat code.
Unbelievable.
Ball control or body control, like in the air, one hand, butt, elbow, touchdown. Just...
That so you're saying he's
goat candidate.
He's going to maul us here in a couple of
weeks. Oh, he's going to destroy
Brock Bowers
us.
Is going to absolutely destroy
If we were nervous about Trey McBride, Brock Bowers, he's just going to go on crazy with all
Let's
the
Let's not leave Marquise Bell one-on-one with Brock Bowers.
No,
there's a chance that could happen.
It'll be Malik Hooker. I don't know if that's any better. J.J. McCarthy. J.J., take it away, Minnesota.
J.J. McCarthy, who takes the snap. Short drop. Runs out to the right. What's he going to do? He's going to run. 10, 5, end zone, touchdown! He's J.J. McCarthy with another rushing touchdown this season, and the Vikings have a 23-14 lead.
I think it's still Paul Allen.
It is.
It is Paul Allen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It'll always be forever.
He's J.J. McCarthy. And J.J. had a great game. He played really, really well.
I think Alex Anzalone took the single worst angle on that particular touchdown.
Should have traded for him today.
It was.
But his hair still looked good, didn't it?
He looked like a Cowboys linebacker out there. Yeah, the hair was rocking. All right, here we go. Is he an MVP? Drake May to Mr. Stephon Diggs, who has more kids than TDs this year.
Mm. Two receivers stacked to the right. Two receivers split to the left. May back to throw. Fires over the middle. Pitches it to Diggs. Turns right. Sidestep right of the five. Throws to the outside. Dives to the pylon. Touchdown! Yeah. Patriots! Come on.
Oof. Here we go. Patriots radio with the call. They continue to get it done. That ended up being a much closer game. Raheem Morris ball sacked everybody. Head coach about imitating the snap or whatever,
and
clapping
it
hands,
out to be
and he was
totally
like,
fake.
"No, I was just in a bad mood after the game. That didn't really happen."
Yeah, he was just a jerk. But
the number to beat on that's four, right? To have more touchdowns than kids,
yes,
calendar year.
That's right.
I think four would make sense there.
He's got a
popular guy,
many women with child.
Damn right he is. All right, the very Ole Miss,
he's a trap magnet.
Call what that is. Trinidad Chambliss with a 15-yard TD.
Chambliss runs to his left, following two blockers, signs the seam. He's the five. He's the two. He's to the one.
He is in the end zone.
Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Short side of the field, just simply a quarterback sweep. David brought blockers back in motion and out in front of him, and the Rebels simply park to see he's back in the secondary, and Trinidad Chambliss races it into the end zone.
I think I could do Ole Miss radio.
There was a lot going
well
on with
said,
that
Jim.
One. Run the go Rebels.
I think I have a future to Ole Miss radio.
I think I heard two-thirds of the words.
Only booty, booty, let you touch down in the Red Sea there for the Rebs.
David Kellum on the call.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, baby.
Let's get back to some professional TDs. Christian McCaffrey, 3-yard to pay dirt.
Third down and goal from the 3-yard line for 16 to play in the fourth. Nine is already up by 10. Shotgun snap for Mac Jones. Inside handoff, McCaffrey with a nose for the goal line is in for the 49ers touchdown. He gets skinny up the left hash, put his face into the fire, and knocked out a tooth.
Oh, my gosh. All
he
right.
gets skinny off the left hash, put his face into the fire, and knocked out a tooth.
Niners radio with the call. What do you guys think?
That might have been the best one so far this year.
How long is the longest Christian McCaffrey run of the season? How many
years? Oh, man.
How I think many?
He had 38. No, he went.
52?
No, he had a long one, 65.
I'm pretty confident when I say this.
Oh, crap.
The 16-yard run is his longest run.
Oh, come on.
Okay. It was probably a catch where he
little screen. You know,
went. Yeah,
might have been a backwards pass to your point.
Could have been a screeny.
I thought I saw a long one here. Hang on.
All right, let's get to SMU. SMU pulling off the upset. They went ahead. They took down the goalpost there in Dallas, and it was Kevin Jennings. Shout out to, man, DFW Sports.
Man, playing hurt. Here.
Playing hurt, getting it done. Rich Phillips sent you.
Eric McFaul is the running back. Jennings going to roll to his right. Pressure that way. He's going to run to his left. Has some room to the end zone. Touchdown, SMU. Mm.
Yeah.
Ponies Radio.
It's a hell of a game.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable game.
Oh, gosh, it is 16 yards.
It is, right?
Against the Giants.
That's,
that's his longest run of the season.
That's
16
crazy.
Yards.
Had, that's crazy.
And he's still been awesome this year despite
he
that.
Has.
15 against the Falcons, 15 against the Cardinals, 13 against the Seahawks. Yeah,
he's piling up the big plays in the passing game though.
Yeah,
he's the focal point.
He is.
He's heading for 3,000 from scrimmage, something like that.
He might
something
be.
Crazy. He's on his way. All right, let's get you Tennessee Titans Shamir DK 67-yard punt return, rarefied air.
DK runs back up past the 45. He breaks a tackle. He's got the edge. 40, 30, 20. 10,
all right,
5,
Jim.
That is
all
a right, tight Jim. Touchdown. All right. 67 yards.
How about Jim?
Hell of a call.
He's got wheels.
Shout out to the Titans. They haven't had a lot to cheer about, but that was a good one. All right, let's go to Craig
Taylor Zarzar on the
Craig
call.
Way.
Oh, he took over?
Taylor Zarzar, yeah.
Zarzar?
Yep.
Shout out to Zarzar.
With Dave McGinnis, who Dave used to be a head coach.
All right, we'll shut it down with these two final Texas calls. We got the Horns. We got the Red Raiders. Let's start off with Craig Way. First play for the Horns.
Quick swing pass. Caught by Wingo. Turns it upfield 30, 35. Wingo 40. He goes to midfield. Forget it, folks. Forget about it. Say goodnight to it. 75 yards on the first play from scrimmage. Ryan Wingo does it again.
Mm. How about that game, man?
It's a great performance by Texas.
The refs,
Vandy made it a game.
The refs made it a game.
Yeah, they did.
Vandy made it a game. There's no way that 2-point conversion was real.
No, but
they're back again, baby.
Arch played well, and that defense, look out. If they can run the ball, Texas is tough to beat.
Here we go. We close it down with the Red Raiders. Texas Tech, Jacoby Williams. Here he goes, 41 yards, honoring Dirk.
Morton, handoff to Williams, coming right side, gets the corner, bounces off of a defender, back to the middle of the field, at the 25-20, 15-10, he's going to score! Touchdown, Red Raiders!
Heck yeah, Red Raiders radio with the call, and they continue to rock and roll.
Game day in Lubbock.
Raid on,
oh,
baby.
It's going to be nuts.
There it is, a TD Tuesday in the books for another amazing football weekend.
Well, shakalaka.
Right up till Monday Night Football anyway. We've had an incredible day of Cowboys news. Logan Wilson's in the mix. He's talking to Cowboys reporters up there at the Star. You got Quinnen Williams in the house as well. As they're going into a bye with a couple of new Cowboys. And we'll chat with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have to say about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Coming up next, the Nation. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Cowboys Hour is coming up here at the top of the hour. And then Fan After Dark, Fred and Blake will be on 8 to 11. It's my understanding Tyler Smith is going to be on with Tyler. Brad Sham. So
Tyler,
that'll be a fun time. And salute to Ryan in Lubbock, who's our new high bidder here, and you're swinging for a cause. 16 hundo, I believe.
Yep.
Is the high bid right now, $1,600. If you want to beat that at 877-881-1053, we're going to have an amazing time at the Globe. And a fun times will be had by all as our friend Blake join us.
What happens
here
if we raise more money than everybody else, even though we have absolutely nothing allotted to us? Then what?
Just ourselves.
You just go to the strip club and just, there's a lot of single moms at the strip club that are dealing with God knows what. Let's raise some money for them.
I was just saying, like,
charity for charity.
Future nurses.
Our presence.
Teachers.
What if our
providers
sold?
I got a spot for you.
I bet you do.
Take over my old stomping grounds.
I bet you do.
Fred, how much do you think just our presence could sell? Just you get to hang out with Blake and Fred.
I tell you what, it depends
at
on
at least
my,
a couple dollars.
On, I'd put a five ski on it.
I'd put $6
depends
on it.
Depends on if my kid's mother show up. Then I got to bounce.
Oh.
If they're going to want money.
I'd buy dinner for you guys if you showed up.
I appreciate that.
Well, it's free.
That. Real quick, funny story. You guys were doing the top 10 Matthew McConaughey movies.
Yeah.
Kind of surprising Dallas Buyers Club was number two.
Uh-huh.
I thought there was other movies. The one where he's the sheriff and Gina Gershon's in it. I think that's Killer Joe is the movie. You guys haven't seen it?
No.
Lucius, I know you're a movie head. Have you seen Killer Joe?
He's on the
call. Have you seen Killer Joe?
No.
Maybe one of the most sadistic Matthew McConaughey movies you've ever seen. But being said, Dallas Buyers Club, true story. I thought it was a movie about selling cars. I took my daughter on her 10th birthday.
Oh,
we realized very quickly that no, it wasn't.
I mean, I think it's a phenomenal movie.
Oh, we stuck around the whole thing.
That's going to be a weird one to watch with your 10-year-old daughter.
Hey, look, man. I think
that's a lot of questions.
I think it helped forge her as a human being.
Let's not get AIDS.
10 years old. I mean, Killer is there Joe. A better way to illustrate don't get HIV and AIDS than Matthew McConaughey?
No, but then you could just turn on some Magic Johnson highlights and be like, but there's also the other end of the spectrum here, just in case.
Just in case.
I believe Derek Holland has raised his bid to $1,800 now.
Oh.
As the price is increasing.
Oh, Dutch wants us bad.
Salute. So KNC got a bit of $5,000 today. They're feeling, you know, pretty proud of themselves, and we'd love to knock them off. But if we can't do that, we're very happy with an $1,800 bid. But if you want to raise it up just a little bit, you could be the winner. The bidding will end on Friday, and all you have to do is call at 877-881-1053, or you could text in, and we'll get back to you as long as we see the message.
Who's going
to
be the big baller, man? Mm. Everyone's at home, cash burning a hole in their pocket. Who's going to be the person?
And it's holiday time, too.
Holiday time. Yeah. Easy to say you got the bread. Hard to actually produce.
Christmas time.
Okay, so you guys are coming up 8 to 11. What kind of plans do you have? Are we doing 3 hours of Quinn and Williams chat, or what are we doing tonight?
We'll get into a little bit of that. I mean, I'm not as gaga as some folks are.
Lady?
Quinn and Williams trade. I mean, I get it. You had to do something, but I think it's more
of a Swifty.
I think you would have preferred Houston get him.
I would have liked to have seen the Chiefs give up a third for Breece Hall, but again, I digress.
Too. I was trying to free Breece.
We just got a bid for $1,700 now, Derek.
Wow.
Just letting you know, my man Justin's not playing any games in here. He's got me hustling. How many drinks can I get? How many people can I bring?
I think
is there a dress code, Lucius? Come on, work with me, dog.
Dutch went to 18. Hundo.
Dutch went to 18.
Oh! Dutch has gone to 18. Justin, call back. Come on, go to Justin. 19.
Give us that. Mm.
Justin, you better go to 2.
Yeah, make it 2.
You might need to go to 25.
Do we want Mika Fitzpatrick?
He said he's got 19. He's on the phone right now. He's wearing 19. Me out. I feel like I'm selling a car here.
Justin.
I can't wait to give you an attaboy butt slap multiple times, Justin.
We're going
to
motorboat you, you son of a gun.
Live from Globe Life Field.
Now, do we need to get a table added for you guys? Is that what I'm hearing?
Why are they boxing out the fatties?
A TV tray at the very least.
At least a TV tray.
A kid's table, for God's sake.
I got a hungry man.
You guys pissed off the Rangers. So you're not allowed to go.
We're back in their good graces. Okay.
That's not what I heard.
First of all, that's not true. Okay. By the way, me and Bochy were boys before.
Well, Bochy ain't here anymore, bro.
Yeah, well.
You guys think this is the most overrated food in baseball? I think so.
Who asked the hard questions here, boys?
You know what?
Okay.
I'll tell you what, this place might be air conditioned. I don't think they have it on now.
Let me tell you something. I got Turpin talking. I got Bland talking. I got me and JC are boys. All right. I got Dante Fowler cursing on air. I mean, come on.
I can confirm this.
Football's more your speed.
What's that?
Football's more your speed.
Hey, look, man. Meatheads.
That's what it's all about.
Clanging and banging.
Clanging and banging, baby. Well, I think maybe Jared probably assumed it was a Sunday afternoon and you guys would be doing like a 5-hour show that day. So that's maybe why he didn't get you a table. But as long as we can get this clear with Tim Collins, they're leaving money on the table.
We absolutely are.
You guys are going to make it rain.
I think we can at least get like $15.
Oh, easy.
No, you guys could get the $1,500. Absolutely.
You guys are pretty popular.
You guys could absolutely get $1,500.
You guys are popular.
The night show audience can be generous.
That's it. That's it.
They're cracking coldies.
I'll tell you what, we're going to get
fast
that.
And loose.
We'll get Brandon Williams, a couple OZs, a couple zips. Okay. You know what I'm saying? All right. Wink, wink, nod, nod. All right. I mean, I'm just
talking about Ziploc bag.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, we can match one in the parking lot right over there by Texas Live.
You know what I'm saying? We'll have the baby mama table. All right.
We will.
BMTs.
Seriously.
Because also, it can work as a dating show. We're both single.
We're here for charity. And you know what? We'll have the Kids Are My World table. That'll be on the other side of the park because I ain't messing with none of them.
Bachelor After Dark, man.
We should get After Dark. We can find Fred a honey.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, we're not worried about Fred.
Okay? What's your age limit?
We're worried about you. Okay?
What do you have on your dating apps? Like, what do you have the age
ranges?
I have none.
Deleted all of them.
Would you ever let Blake babysit your kid?
Tell me.
Anybody.
I mean, my kids are 18 and 22, so.
I think he would be well intentioned.
I think.
If I brought Eliza, should we, like, and we get video footage of this?
I babysat probably 4 or 5 times. I'm a great babysitter.
What's the status of those kids now?
I think so. I could trust that.
Yeah.
I'm a good babysitter. If I had a small child, I would leave it with Blake. Blake is 100%.
Blake is very caring. And I like to have fun.
Now, not diaper changing age.
That might not be diaper changing age.
Mm. You figure most kids are out of diapers, what, 2, 2.5, 3, depending upon what kind of parent you are. That being said, 3 to 5.
We'll run around because I got a bunch of energy. So we'll run around the yard. Yeah. When they do their little plays, I had to do it like a month ago when they're doing their, look at this play. Is this so cool? Oh my God, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. Blake would be eating crowns with the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they'd
Blake probably be a good coach.
He'd be drinking glue with the kids.
Absolutely. Keeps it positive. Yeah, now, what happened with you to make you delete all your dating apps?
It's done, bro.
It's time to lock down in flames.
Dude, because I tell you what, man. Part of the problem is it's a mind you know what.
Yeah.
It's a mind, and I don't present well online.
Online?
I don't.
Were you getting skunked?
Well, they want too much information right off the bat, and I'm just like, I'm not trying to give it to them.
What do you want with your life? He's like, too much, too much. Let's get to the point.
I ain't got time for all that. So, no, I'll tell you what. I'll say this. Mentally health-wise,
better.
10 times better.
Nice.
It's a good mind you know what on there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, actually, I don't know.
Well, you don't.
Yeah, they didn't come around until.
You don't.
How did you go through picking them?
What's that?
How'd you go through picking them? You go over each little profile and read everything?
No, or it's just like a scouting report?
Hit, hit, hit.
Depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
Just face cards.
Depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
You got to hit, 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 and see what everything hits you, and then you line up from there.
Here's the thing, too, though. Here's the other thing, too, though. If you see one with like a 5 or 6 face, then you got to go ahead and see a picture and be like, oh, okay, 8 or 9 body, 5 or 6 face. I'll go ahead and swipe right on that. See what happens. Roll the dice.
Well, everybody's got their own strategy.
That's I'm telling. You know, I mean, hey, less competition, less things to worry about. All right, maybe. We'll go on a gym date. Keep it short and sweet.
Done.
Gym date.
Lawless land out there. Well, God bless you, brother. Good luck to you.
Appreciate you.
Okay, Fan After Dark coming up 8 to 11. You got Tyler Smith with Brad Sham 7 to 8. Thanks to Lucius Alexander. The pimp got master control. Just went 5 flawless. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chia following Brian Broaddus. And I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. We'll be live at the new studio. This is the final sign-off from this broadcast location. It's been real. Salute to everybody. And we're back tomorrow up the street there on 75 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.